Pesachim Yerushalmi, corresponding to Pesachim Bavli, Daf Nun Gimel. We begin the Yerushalmi on Daf Chaf Vav Amud Beis at the second Mishnah, Mokum Shinagu. Mokum Shinagu Limkor Behemad Daka Le'akum, Moichim Mokum Shinagu Shalalimkor, Emoichim Valishana Adam Epnea Machalikis. One may sell small animals to a Gentile in a place where that is the custom. One may not do so in a place where that is not the custom. They were stringent in order to prevent selling large animals. One should not act differently as it causes dispute.
ובכל מקום אין מויכים להם בהם הגסה, הגולם וסייכם שלמים ושבועים. In all places one may not sell large animals as they are used for melacha on Shabbos, calves or foals, lest one come to sell adult animals, whether whole or lame, lest one come to sell whole ones. וביהודה מטה בשבועה, בן בסייבה מטה בסוס. וביהודה permits selling a large, lame animal, בן בסייבה permits selling a horse, since it is used only for riding. The Gemara says, Mutter legadel. The Gemara asked, is it permitted to give an animal to Gentiles to raise?
The Mishnah Maseches Bava Kamma prohibits raising small animals in their soul, since they will likely consume the growth in other people's fields. Amma Ba, the Goin Mahir Shu Shisha Asamil al Shisha Asamil. Baba answers, it's permitted in a desert such as Mahir, which is an area of 16 by 16 mil, and is sufficient to supply the grazing needs of the animals. The Mishnah there permits raising small animals in the deserts of Eretz Yisrael. Boy, Meimer, Mandama Mutter Limko, Mutter Yachid. Mandama Osel Limko, Osel Yachid. The students wanted to suggest that those who hold that it's permitted to sell animals to Gentiles also hold that one could allow a Gentile to be secluded with them. But those who hold that it's prohibited to sell animals to Gentiles also hold that one cannot allow a Gentile to be secluded with them. Yona, Beblaza, Beshem Rav, Vafila Commander Amma Mutter Limko, Osel Yachid. Yona and Beblaza, quoting Rav, rejected that, saying that even those that permit selling them animals don't allow seclusion, as Gentiles are suspected of bestiality and the Jew is causing them to stumble. Ma bein limkor, ma bein liyached. The Gemara asks what's the difference between selling and allowing seclusion. Selling seemingly also causes them to sin with the animal. Taman mekevin chu moicholoi kebehemtoi chel akum hi, mhocha behemtoi chel iso hi, behu chashid aleo. The answer is since there he is selling it to the Gentile, it becomes the animal of the Gentile and will not wish to damage his own animal. Here, it's a Jew's animal and the Gentile is suspected of selling with it. Malkum Junago Shulimkor, a Mochem. The Mishnah taught that in a place where the custom is not to sell a small animal to a Gentile, one may not sell. Lamashi Moitsia Midei Giza. Why do they refrain from selling small animals to a Gentile? As the Gentile removes it from the mitzvah of Rishis, I guess, which is giving of the first shearings. Ya'ats Machar Shehoisa is, Moitsia Midei Bechoira, and if it's a goat, why the mitzvah doesn't apply. Well, says no, anyway, the Gentile removes it from the mitzvah of Bechoira, which is the requirement to set aside and treat with sanctity the firstborn animal. Ya'ats Machar Shehoisa is, Moitsia Midei Matonis, and if it's a male goat, where the mitzvah of Bechoira does not apply, the Gemara says no, that the Gentile removes it from the mitzvah of Matonis, which is gifts to the Kohanim. Be'atah chitim al yimkoloi shu moitziyam midei chala. Yai v'shemin al yimkoloi shu moitziyam midei brocha. If that's the case, one should not sell him meat as he removes it from the mitzvah of chala. He should not sell him wine and oil as he removes it from the blessing that he would have made on them. And the Gemara continues, b'chol mokoim ein moichim lahem behem magasa. The Mishnah taught, in all places one may not sell large animals. Ma bein gasa, ma bein emadaka. What's the difference between large and small animals? Behemagasa yesh bachiv chatas. Behemadaka ein bachiv chatas. A large animal involves a chatas offering as it will be used for melacha on Shabbos. A small animal does not. Ve'enu choyle ve'enu grazes. The Gemara asks, would he not milk or shear a small animal? Tamanu mischayev b'mhocha hi mischayevus. The Gemara answers there, it's the Gentile who's performing the melacha of milking or shearing, and it's permitted for him. Here is the animal that's performing it, and the Jewish owner is commanded that the animal rest on Shabbos. And we leave out the rest of the sentence. The Gemara asks, since he is selling the animal to the Gentile, it's a Gentile's animal, so why should we be concerned about the animal working? Imi Bavloi, quoting Rabbanon, answered that there, sometimes he sells it to him on trial, and the Gentile returns it after 3 days, therefore causing that the melacha was done on Shabbos with a Jew's animal. If so, if the soul on trial will be prohibited, but if not on trial, it should be permitted. And the Gemara answers, no, this case of not on trial is prohibited because of this case of on trial. If one transgressed and sold an animal, we fine him. This is we fine people who transgressed halacha, so we fine those that transgress a custom. What's the source for fining for transgressing a custom? The Gemara answers that a person once sold a camel to an Aramean. The case came before Rishim ben Lachish, and he obligated the Jew to pay double the value in order to buy it back. Amr b'yasa b'bun, l'salsa panasai b'habin, savchin le b'ra, the mesal seik la'amar. B'yasa b'bun said that the case, in fact, was that he was a middleman between two Gentiles, and they will call him a son that is the middleman for Arameans. Ma, Rishim ben Lachish, k'v'v Yehuda, the Tanan, Shimon Lakish follows the opinion of Yehuda, as it says in the Mishnah in the name of Yehuda, one who buys an animal from a Gentile and gives birth to a firstborn, they share it equally and give a half the money to the Kohen. If he gave him the animal as a contractor, he must give the Gentile even until 10 times the value. And all of the money goes to the Kohen. The Chacham say that since the Gentile has a portion in it, it's exempt from the law of the firstborn animal. Shimon Lakish, Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabba, named Rabbi Yehuda. Mandam Rabbi Yehuda, Mishim Hilchus, Choyber, Mandam Rabbi Shimon Lakish, Mishim Hilchus, Behema Gasa. Shimon Lakish follows the opinion of Yehuda, but is actually more stringent. As the Yehuda says that we find him because of the mitzvah of Bechayra, which is a mitzvah from the Torah, but Shimon Lakish finds him even for selling a large animal, which is only a rabbinic prohibition. Rabbi Yehuda Matir B'Shavur. Mishnah taught that Rabbi Yehuda permits selling a large, lame animal. Le'am Rabbi Yehuda El B'Shavur She'ena Yechoyle Le'Sapis. Yehuda was referring to a lame animal that can never recover, so there's no concern that the Gentile will make it work. Amu Le'i V'Hoi Mavin Le'i Zachar Nibbo Memenu. The Chacham said to Yehuda, but surely they will bring a male to mate with it, and the baby produced will later be able to work. Yehuda says, I was also only referring to a male lame animal that can never recover. The Chacham asked, well, even then they will bring a female to mate with it, and the female will give birth to a baby animal that can later work. Rabban, quoting Rabban of Bavel, said that this teaches us that one may not cause one of their large animals to conceive. Mishnah Bechayra says that one who buys the unborn fetus of a Gentile's animal, one who transgresses and sells it to a Gentile, one who receives it from a Gentile, or one who gives it to him, he is exempt from the mitzvah of Bechayr. Chagai, boy, coin, Rabbi Yossi, leis hador amma, she'osalam tzi lahen goyim. Chagai asked Rabbi Yossi, does this not mean that it's prohibited to supply a Gentile with even fetuses? Amalei, kva kedamcha, Rabbi Avun, damar avun, b'shem avonon, the taman, leis emeres, she'osalam tzi lahen zera. Rabbi Yossi responded that Rabbi Avun has already preceded you, as he said in the name of Rabban of Bavel, that we learn that one may not cause one of their large animals to conceive. Then Beseva Matabasus, the Mishnah taught that Ben Beseva permits selling a horse. Yehuda Ben Beseva was only referring to a male horse that causes the death of its owner in battle. And some say it occurs when it chases after a female, bringing the owner into the hands of the enemy. Some say it occurs when it stops to urinate, allowing the enemy to catch up with the rider. Manasam we've been at home. The Gemara asks, what's the practical difference between these two reasons? Asaris, mandamashu rats achanakeva, ze eno rats achanakeva. Mandamashu oimed mashtin, afu oimed mashtin. The Gemara answers, a neutered horse. There's no concern it would run after a female, but there is a concern it would stop to urinate. Divrei chachamim. The Gemara asks what's the reason of the Chachamim prohibited selling a horse. The Acha b'shem Rabbi Tanchum b'Achia l'kashe yazgin hu kodenu b'rei chayim. The Acha quoting Rabbi Tanchum b'Achia answers that when the horse becomes old, the gentle will have it grind on Shabbos. The Yosef b'bun b'shem b'chuna ben b'seiru b'nosen omud av e'echad v'tani hoitzi b'heimu b'chayev v'oifois ben chayim ben meisim chayev b'nosen lime meisim chayev chayim potter. Yosef b'bun quoting b'chuna said that ben b'seiru and b'nosen say the same thing. As the Bais says, one who takes out a domesticated or wild animal or birds, whether alive or dead, he's liable for the melacha of Yitzhar on Shabbos. Nassim says that he's liable for dead ones, but not for live ones, as living beings carry themselves. Why did the Rabbanon need to answer them the Seira that one cannot sell a horse to a Gentile since it will be made to grind on Shabbos? Why not answer that the Gentile will have the horse carry on birds? The answer is that they answered them to say that even according to his own opinion that a living being carries itself, it's still prohibited as a gentile will have it grind when the animal becomes old. Rabbi Omer Omer Ani Shu Asa Meshim Shnei Dvarim Meshim Klei Zayin Meshim Hilchus Behema Gasa. Rabbi says that I see that there are two reasons to prohibit it. The first is they will teach it to kill those that fall in battle, and the second is that they will make it work on Shabbos like a large animal. Tani came Chaya Gasa Kebehema Gasa. We have a support from a Baisa. A large wild animal is the same as a large domesticated animal, which is prohibited to sell to a Gentile, as a large wild animal might be used by the Gentile to kill. Man Tanisa Rabbi. This Baisa follows Rebbe, but according to Chachamim, Rebisna and Rechanin Ba'aba quoted Rav as saying that there is no prohibition to cause a large domesticated animal to become a weapon. Therefore, there is no prohibition to sell a large wild animal to a Gentile, rather it is like a small domesticated animal.